Back to Canberra now and to Lyndall Curtis. She's speaking to Climate Change Minister Penny Wong.
Penny Wong, welcome to AM.
Good morning to you.
You ran on this issue at the last election. You had three reports from Professor Garnaut, a green paper, a white paper and a year-long debate in Parliament. During most of that time, you had majority support in the opinion polls. What will another year of talking do that you failed to do in the last 3 years?
Well, look, we recognise the importance of acting on climate change. We're committed to it. Regrettably, Tony Abbott is not. He's committed not to putting a limit on pollution. So what we have to do is to ensure we build a consensus in the Australian community for action, a consensus that means that action on climate change is not held ransom to Tony Abbott's ambition and his views on climate change. And that means engaging deeply with the community, a process that the Prime Minister will make clear today she will lead. And obviously, this is in addition to a range of other policies, some of which the Prime Minister will announce today.
Why didn't you engage the community deeply in the last 3 years then?
Well, look, I think we know that Australians want action on climate change. We also know what we tried to do over the last few years was stopped because the Liberal Party turned its back on action on climate change.
But that didn't change the need to build a consensus in the community. Surely, if you have to do it now, that shows you failed to do it in the last 3 years.
Look, we've worked very closely over the last few weeks and months looking at ways in which we can take Australia forward on climate change. We really do believe that it is necessary to build the sort of deep consensus that is not subject to the sort of daily goings-on in the Parliament and inside the Liberal Party room. And that's what this process that we've set out, a deep engagement with the Australian community through the various mechanisms the Prime Minister will announce, which includes the Citizens' Assembly, will give us. What we want to have is a position like we now have with Medicare, which, as you know, historically was opposed by the Liberal Party, abolished once, but they got to a point where the community was so clear about its views about this policy that it now has bipartisan support. We need the same sort of deep, enduring political and community consensus on climate change.
You say the panel will be selected by an independent authority, but you'll set up the authority and decide who's on it. Why will the Citizens' Assembly be any more representative than the elected Citizens' Assembly, the Parliament?
Well, the Citizens' Assembly, we've said, will be selected to be broadly representative of the Australian people. It's a way in which we ensure that we give a voice to ordinary Australians in this process. And we also, I believe, will make clear through this process that the politicians who are standing in the way of action will really be shown to be out of step with where the majority of the Australian community does want us to go, and that's to act on climate change.
Do you need the Australian people to drive the opposition and the Greens to the table because you're not up to the task?
I think what we need for this sort of reform, a reform that is about transforming our economy for decades to come, is a deep understanding in the community about the need for action, such that politicians such as Tony Abbott are not able simply to oppose these sorts of policies in the Parliament. That's where we are now. We have looked very carefully at how we take Australia forward on this issue. Julia's made clear she wants to lead this process. I think it's a great thing for the nation that we have a Prime Minister who's committed to doing this. She'll take the nation forward from climate change, and that's a great thing for Australia.
You set aside more than $600 million in the budget for other action on climate change. Where will that money go?
Well, we'll be making a range of announcements, including some today on the stationary energy sector, that's the power generation sector, as well as renewable energy. We've said all along we'd have more to say on climate change through this campaign, and we will.
Penny Wong, thank you very much for your time.
Good to speak with you.